Jags owner Shad Khan and GM Dave Caldwell at practice earlier today. In case you missed it, Caldwell took over the @Jaguars Twitter handle while on the field. Look for the Jags Live feed on the training camp page right here on Jaguars.com. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field Thursday morning, just over 2 hours today. Worked in full pads. A different feel today, a little quiet early, but head coach Gus Bradley cranked it up at the end today, ordered the music turned off and the tackling turned on. Live teamwork with full tackling, except the quarterbacks, of course. Other practice notes today, Gabbert watch 2013 continued. Both ankles taped up today. No teamwork early, then worked late 11-on-11. Chad Henne and Matt Scott got most of the reps today under center. And Alan Ball, the defensive back, another strong day at corner. The free agent signing working on a starting job there. And we'll have more from Ball in Thursday's play of the day coming up at the end of the show. Head coach Gus Bradley said today was a good time to throw in some live work at the end.
Extremely competitive one-on-one type situations throughout practice, and I thought there were some very good things. I was pleased with the defense. I thought they performed well, got a takeaway. We talk about it's all about the ball, and they got the ball and scored, and that's the mindset we want to drive home. So what a great illustration to take into that defensive meeting room today. On the other side, we've shown some very good days in a row, and today shows that we still got some work to do.
A point of emphasis this year, the pass rush. Last year, the Jags defense finished last in the league with only 20 sacks. Jason Babin working at the Leo N spot, a pass rush first position. Former first-round pick Tyson Alualu has moved to the other end for the first time since playing a 3-4 end spot in college. A week into camp, both seem pretty happy with the changes.
You know, so far I'm loving the new switch, playing defensive end. Still out here trying to get better at it, trying to work my craft. It's a little different than playing a three tech, so I'm out here every day just trying to get better.
We use a theme of competition to get better. And if we can't get it done, they're going to find someone that can. So we're fully intent on getting it done.
How is the competition here?
It's good. Yeah. You know, with some coaches kind of outline that there's a competition, you know, we all know who's going to be. But here, it's a genuine competition, and you can respect that and you can enjoy that.
A few other notes from Thursday. Running back Justin Forsett suffered a sprained toe in practice today, left early. They'll evaluate him. Tight end Mercedes Lewis and right tackle Uche Nwaneri had veteran off days today, a plan Gus Bradley made before camp for those two. And Jonathan Cyprian did some light work on the side today with the strength and conditioning staff, trying to recover from a strained hamstring suffered before camp. He has yet to practice in training camp with the Jags. Well, it's time to hear from the Ozone. Senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, has some thoughts about the Jaguars' offensive weapon.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And we move on today to maybe the most talked about player in Jaguars' 2013 training camp. Not Gabbert or Henne or Shorts, but amazingly, a fifth-round draft pick. Not that Denard Robinson is any fifth-round pick. He's a dynamic player, an extremely fast player who plays with his shoes untied, and he's a video game cover guy. He also played at the University of Michigan. All of that, coupled with being called an offensive weapon, has caused him to be a focus of Jaguars camp. In a sense, that's too bad, because what he needs isn't attention, but time. He's a kid with phenomenal ability who needs to figure out what he'll do best in the NFL. The Jaguars need to figure that out too, which is what's going on right now. Robinson had a tough start to camp, struggled with ball possession and catching the ball. In the days since, the team has taken him off punt returns and has begun working him regularly, taking snaps in the Wildcat formation. And you know what? Slowly but surely, it looks as if Robinson is getting his untied feet under him a little more. What's next for Robinson isn't yet known. The guess here is the Jaguars keep working to learn what he does best, and that by season's end, he'll figure a way to make an impact. For now, though, his focus needs to be figuring exactly where that impact will happen. And for Robinson, that's more important right now than attention.
Thank you, John. Let's look at the play of the day from Thursday. Chad Henne looking for Cecil Shorts III off the hands, and Alan Ball has a tip drill interception with a long return. Ball, who had an acrobatic one-handed pick a few days ago, makes another big play today for the secondary. The Jaguars are back at it Friday morning at 9:55. We'll have all the coverage, as we always do, right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush.